today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, do you ever think about moving to another part of the world?
Sometimes. It would be nice to live near a beach. What about you?
For me, it's either Philadelphia or Saskatoon.
Why not just move to Saskadelphia?
There's a Saskadelphia?
Patrick, we're down here in the basement of my house today, and do you hear that upstairs?
Yeah.
You hear what's going on?
Mm-hmm. So a small horse race happening or yes. Something like that.
Okay, going on.
Short track racing.
So that must be the boy playing with the dog.
Yep.
And man, they go at it.
Oh, so do
you, yeah, you can hear that. That dog, we haven't got the results back yet from the DNA test. We did send it in.
Great, great.
And thank you to Barrett Reese for that.
Yes,
and we did send it in. When we get the results back, we'll find out. But we're pretty sure there's some kind of shepherd in him.
Gotta be.
And a lot of these shepherd breeds, they're very active dogs. Mm-hmm. They need to be entertained from time to time. They just can't lay around all day.
No.
They can't do it.
Nope.
It's not in their nature.
Nope.
So that's what you hear going on. He's just got to get some energy up.
Burning some energy right now. Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. I will tell you real quickly that for anyone who has done this, maybe you had a better experience than we did, or if you've never done this, let me explain what's going on here. But when you do the dog DNA test, mm-hmm. you have to get a saliva sample.
That's correct.
And the way you do that is they have these swabs.
Yeah.
Right. And it says on the thing, on the instructions, rub it around between their cheek and gum.
Right.
Kind of like chewing tobacco.
Like a pinch of skull.
Yeah. For 15 seconds.
Right.
Right. And you have to do this twice. You got to get two samples.
Right.
And it just shows this nice little picture of this dog just sort of enjoying it, right? Whatever. Man, that was hard to do.
I bet.
To get this dog, this 50-pound dog, hyperactive dog, to let us stick something in his mouth for 15 seconds, he was not having it.
I can imagine. Yeah. Something that he didn't get to eat.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
He was not having it. It took two of us.
I can't imagine.
Some period of time to finally, we hope, get good samples out of this dog. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right, let's move on here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're doing new music this week.
Yes,
new music because now it's June. And let's go to the phone lines.
Great.
And hear from Harris King.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Harris in South Carolina. I am calling about new music in May, and I will follow the new guidelines that you just talked about on today's show. Starting to get a little much, so just one song, and that song is Like I Used To. It dropped yesterday, and it's by Sharon Van Etten and Angel Olsen together. Wow, that's pretty exciting. Both my wife and I work from home. She's upstairs in her office, and I'm downstairs, and she texted me a link to the song with just three heart emojis, and I listened to music immediately. It's great. First of all, you're like, is this going to be good? Am I going to be disappointed? It's everything you would want out of a Sharon Van Etten, Angel Olsen song, and more. So give it a listen. I think the community here will love it. Last April 2020, my wife and I were supposed to see Sharon Van Etten and Angel Olsen in back-to-back nights in Asheville. Of course, everything got canceled, which is too bad. It would have been two great nights of great music, but this song makes up for it just a little bit. So give it a listen. Thanks. Keep rocking the suburbs.
See you.
All right, there you go, man. That's a good tune.
Yeah, yeah, really, really good. It, you know, it's beautiful. It reminds me of like any time two singers, songwriters at the top of their game would get together and do a duet, you know, like maybe Tammy Wynette and Loretta Lynn, or, you know, two classic soul singers that would get together and do a song together, right? Or,
yes,
you know,
yeah,
somebody like that. It's wonderful, you know, I think it's great. I'd love to see more kinds of collaborations like this. It reaches a soaring height at one point, which is really nice.
I like
you
that.
You kind of get glittery and get lightheaded if you're like me and stars start appearing in front of your eyes. It's really good.
Yeah, he mentioned the heart emojis.
Yes.
Three heart emojis.
Texting people in your own house is a thing that happens, yes, a lot.
Happens all the time in this house. Let me tell you that right now. And I think it became even more common with the pandemic.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Because we're home, yep, all the time, but we don't necessarily want to.
You're in your little own space.
Yeah,
there,
you're in your, yeah, own space. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
You don't want to start yelling around the house and all that. And so, yeah, it happened a lot. It's almost like, it's funny. It's like the home became sort of like the way work was, the way you would message people.
Exactly.
Who are sitting, yeah, just a few desks down, right?
Totally, yeah.
The same thing at home now, but anyway.
Yeah, you're setting your little cubing.
I'm all on board with the heart emojis, but if you want the highest honor, you get the heart eyes emoji.
That's right. Yeah,
that's
100%. It. Yeah.
Okay, great. Great tune. So great, I think, that somebody else mentioned it this month.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, and all you out in Suburbs Podland. It's Herb from New Jersey, and I have my new music picks for May. I'll keep it short, as per Jim's request. My first pick is Like I Used To, with New Jersey's own Sharon Van Etten, teaming up with Angel Olsen, two beautiful voices on a really great song. When they're harmonizing on the chorus, it just goes round and round in my head all day long today. So I had to get that one out. And at the other end of the spectrum is Off the Dial by a band I never heard of, Native Son. They're a band out of Brooklyn who, I guess you can call them, they're basically a punk rock band. It sounds like they could have been playing at CBGB's at the beginning of the song, but in the middle of it, it breaks off when he does his guitar solo, and all of a sudden it sounds like Black Sabbath or some really heavy metal, and then finishes up with that really punk rock sound. Really interesting song. And I kind of went back into some of their earlier releases, and they do that quite often. It goes kind of punk rock, especially that West Coast type punk, and all of a sudden it breaks into this really heavy metal kind of solo. So that's it for now. I hope you have enjoyed your Memorial Day weekend and enjoyed the beginning of summer. Take care.
Totally hear what Herb said.
Oh,
there,
yeah,
right?
Without a doubt. And I'll tell you what else, too. Two things. One, if you had blindfolded me and told me this was an unreleased Mudhoney track from sometime in the 90s, I would have said, yeah, absolutely. And second, thank you, Herb, for reminding us all it's summer now, folks. As you hear this, summer began on June 1st, and it is officially summertime. You got 3 months of that, June, July, and August. So please enjoy your summer.
That's right. Okay, now, great stuff there, and that was
beautiful.
That, of course, was the Native Son song,
yes.
And he also mentioned the same Sharon Van Etten and Angel Olsen song that Harris did. Okay, now, speaking of repeats, we turn here to Mark Neese.
Yeah.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, Rockin' the Suburbs interns and listeners. This is Mark Neese calling from Okemos, Michigan, just outside our beautiful state capital of Lansing. I'm calling with my new music pick for May. It is the brand new EP, Saskadelphia, by The Tragically Hip. Now, calling this new music might be a stretch, because the EP is comprised of 5 songs recorded over 30 years ago for the Hip's 1991 album Road Apples. There is a 6th song on the EP, entitled Montreal, that was recorded live in the year 2000, since the 1990 studio recording could not be found. The whole process of putting this EP together was initiated by the news reports of the 2008 Universal fire. The band was worried that their master tapes may have been destroyed by this fire, so drummer Johnny Fay, acting as the band's de facto archivist, scoured storage facilities from locations as far-flung as Pennsylvania and England, gathering the band's master tapes, or as many as could be found. Well, I could go on and on about this, but I'll cut to the chase. The Tragically Hip's efforts in reclaiming their history are responsible for the Saskadelphia EP. The music shows a road-tested band that was tight and ferocious, from playing hundreds of gigs over several years. The name Saskadelphia, in fact, is a portmanteau of Saskatchewan and Philadelphia. The band was traveling so often that they often had no idea where they were from day to day, so they'd often joke that they felt like they were in Saskadelphia. Saskadelphia was the original title for Road Apples, until MCA Records objected, claiming it was too Canadian. As for a song I'd recommend from the EP, I'll go with Crack My Spine Like a Whip. It's a cool title, and an even cooler song. That's all I have for today. Stay well, everyone, and keep rocking the suburbs.
There you go. More Tragically Hip.
Yeah, More Tragically Hip. Never gets old, never get tired of it. Beautiful right. stuff. Yeah.
There's real life in these songs.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. Crackling. I think as someone mentioned, either Mark or Matt, that, you know, came from a lot of time cutting their teeth when they were still playing in bars and clubs, yeah. you know, and really had to deliver.
Absolutely.
You got to play loud enough to drown out the sound of everyone talking in the bar.
That's true. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you learn a lot from playing in these
oh, yeah.
bars, right?
Oh, yeah.
How to, you know, get people's attention.
Yeah, that's right. Turn up. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. We're going to round this out today
right.
with Niklas Nygaard. Yes. He has theme music.
Jim and Patrick, interns, fellow listeners, this is Niklas from Sweden, and I am on a road trip. Yes, I'm out of the county for the first time in 15 months. It feels like I'm in the real world. It's just, it's weird, and it's great. Feels great. My wife, she's very excited. We're going down to the in-laws. It's a surprise visit. 8-hour drive, so we stayed in a hotel overnight. I haven't seen her this excited since we saw Ipswich Town beat QPR at Loftus Road in 2004, I think. No, wait, that would be me. Yeah, sorry. But I'm not calling about our road trip or any Ipswich Town memories. I'm calling about May new music. And my pick for the month of May is a band called Massage with a song called Made of Moods. They're on the same label as the Boys with a Perpetual Nervousness, that Spanish guy and his UK friend, who, by the way, has made the best Teenage Fan Club album this year. And I think that maybe Massage, when their album comes out, might be a contestant as well, because this reeks of Teenage Fan Club, Big Star, etc. So check out Massage, Made of Moods. Just take care, everyone. We're on our way now. Cheers. Bye-bye.
I really like that.
Yeah, that was great. Really, really great. Yes, yes. Very nice. Maybe it will be the best Teenage Fan Club album this year. We don't know.
Really good. Not just the sound of it, but just the, even just like the vocal line and everything.
Yep.
It's just really well done pop music.
Yeah.
Right?
Had a Laz kind of a sensibility to it, which is very nice.
Yes.
Now, I won't dwell on this, but I do want to mention that next time we're going to have to get some details from Niklas, because he mentioned Ipswich Town, his favorite team. But the majority of their ownership has been purchased by a United States organization that I believe is based in Ohio, of all places.
Okay.
So we're going to have to get some more details on this.
Now, wait, Ipswich Town. This is the same one that has some musician as a sponsor or something,
no,
right?
No, that's
or
different.
That? Yeah. Oh, that was a different.
Ipswich may have been sponsored once in the past. Yeah, but, yes, I think you're right. I'm sorry.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I believe Ed Sheeran is going to sponsor them for next year for a few games. Yeah, that's right. Okay. It is the same team. I forgot about that. Yeah.
So bizarre. Okay.
Niklas is going to have to weigh in and clear
There's
us all up on this.
A lot of things going on. Yeah, call, you know, set us straight on all of this, but.
We'll do it during our sports breaks that we do.
Well, you know, if we get enough patrons, enough Patreon donors, maybe we could invest in an English
show. Oh, it'd be great.
Soccer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Club, right?
Yeah, Dagenham and Redbridge or one of the small ones.
Yeah. That's fine. You know,
anybody.
How many
over
divisions
there
are there?
Oh, 9 or 10, something like that. Yeah,
down
we
there.
Can find something.
That's right.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
So it's the hip thing to do.
Apparently,
now.
What people are doing. Yeah. That's right. One thing I want to say to the listeners here, too, I love these, you know, short calls and the, you know, the
Much
single
appreciate.
Picks, and it's all great. But you notice a nice touch in Niklas's message here that he had like a car. You heard a car door at the
up.
Beginning,
that was
right?
Beautiful.
On his road trip, you heard a car door. More sound effects.
Oh,
that's the way to go.
Yeah, we love that.
You put a sound effect in your message. Now that's gold. That's
now
pure
you're
gold.
Talking, baby. Yeah.
Okay, that's it for today.
Great.
So let's see where we are here. We have three calls tomorrow and
okay.
then three on Friday.
Great.
And that'll wrap up.
Thanks to everyone.
May new music. All right.
Yes.
So let's just do that. Let's move on to tomorrow. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Thanks to everyone, and we'll talk to you all tomorrow. I'm all on board with the heart emojis, but if you want the highest honor, you get the heart eyes emoji.
That's right. Yeah,
that's
100%.
Yeah.